Before my trip to Honduras, I imagined the Central American country to be covered in lush green vegetation. High in the mountains, this was true. But as we drove down to lower elevations, the landscape changed. The scenery looked more like I was on a safari in Africa. The grass was brown, bare trees dotted the flat landscape, and no water. Jose Luis is an agriculture climate smart facilitator for International Development Enterprises, or IDE, which is a non-governmental organization. He has been my guide and tells me that helping farmers in the upper watershed adopt new practices like drip irrigation and solar pumps is changing individual lives and local economies.
All those techniques have been implemented in addition to good watershed management practice, like conserving the trees and reforesting for soil conservation.
Many people in the lower watershed have not made changes to improve their agricultural practices, and Jose Luis says for some, it's because they don't want to change. He says the Honduran government, nonprofits, non-governmental organizations, and Rotary clubs have been trying to help by just giving money to the farmers and not making lasting impacts. Jose Luis says IDE is here to make lasting changes. He wants to help the people to help themselves. One of the biggest indicators that that's going to happen?
Adopción de tecnologías.
Adoption of technology. We met up with a group of commodity leaders in the local area. They had already started talking under a shade tree with a water pump in the background. A few years ago, these farmers were finally tired of the water being mismanaged. So commodity leaders from industries in cattle, chickens, melons, and okra decided to work together, get organized, and implement new ideas. Jose Carlos Ordono is the president of the Okra Producers Association. He says the groups started a research project about a year ago to determine what areas needed to be improved.
The water is limited because we have 6 to 7 months of drought. It is very important to make good decisions when managing the water between human consumption, irrigation, and animal consumption.
Ordono says the group's main objective is to save water, protect resources, and to keep Hondurans working in Honduras. He says they also want to improve the living conditions of communities struggling with extreme poverty.
Thanks to the water, we can work, create incomes and opportunities for people. In this area, the okra producers have created more than 500 jobs.
Creating jobs in the fields is great, but what about the people in the cities who depend on the same water as the farmers? Sorab Tawakoli is the coordinator of the program Water Governance in Region 13 of Honduras. He says the Choluteca River in southwest Honduras is the main water source for farmers in rural areas and people in multiple cities.
All the inhabitants of Choluteca have only 2 days in a week water in the pipeline. So the problem is not the availability of water. The problem is the management and the administration of water.
60% of the drinking water for the city of Choluteca comes from the Choluteca River, according to Sorab. The river comes from Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras and the largest city in the country.
We have a lot of consumption of water for the agriculture. And on the other side, we have a lot of contamination due to the to the big cities, capitals who live, and the wastewater is drained to the rivers.
Sorab has a lot of work to do with cleaning up the river and building infrastructure to better manage the water. But he says most of his job right now is getting everyone to work together because everyone has their own interests. So first, promote dialogue.
And the idea is to raise these water committees, have a democratic structure, and have representatives of different groups. So on different levels, representatives of different groups can express their problems.
The city of Choluteca only has water in the pipes 2 days a week. And while this part of Honduras has a hot and dry climate, Sorab says lack of water isn't the problem.
We have water here. What the problem is the management and the administration of problem. And that is not done by corporation or foreigners or money coming from outside. That's a local problem, and people must deal with this problem, and they have to make proposals, and it's kind of ownership what we try to promote.
Sorab is convinced this area has potential. He says this region already exports $50 million worth of melons to 40 different countries, along with production of okra, sugarcane, animals, and seafood.
So people must be aware that water is not infinitely available. And water has got a cost. So with the time, we teach the people that that water has got a cost, and we have to administrate this scarce resource which we have.
There is a long road ahead for the farmers and the people living in the cities of Southwest Honduras, but the will to make change happen by a few people like Jose Luis, Jose Carlos Ordono, and Sorab are what transforms countries and the lives of individual people. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Bronson Tykert.